And at this time on our public affairs program, visiting with our friend Paul Holland, who joins us to talk about the Knights of Columbus. Boy, it's hard to we're here in the Lenten season, and I know the Knights of Columbus make a lot of people happy at this time of the year, Paul, with their fish fries. So thanks for coming in to visit with us.
No problem. I enjoy coming in. So, yeah, we got six of them coming up the next 6 weeks. So we're going to start out in Myrna this Friday, and we'll go from 5:30 to 7, roughly. And then we come to Broken Bow the following Friday, Callaway, Anselmo. Then we go to Sargent, and we finish up in Ansley. So Ansley would be a big one.
Yeah.
So we're going to take and have a benefit fish fry for the Ryan family that lost their house down to Mason City. So we'll donate that fish fry to them. And all the proceeds from it will go for whatever they need it for. Mm-hmm. So the Ryan family is pretty big in our church. They help out a lot and do a lot of stuff for us. So this isn't the first time that we've stepped up and did a benefit for somebody. So here a few years ago, we did it for one of the teachers and another family in our church community, and we raised a lot of money. We had it out to the One Box Convention Center. So it was good.
Yeah. Just to clarify that, will that be the Ansley fish fry that will be the benefit for them on April 11th?
Right.
Is that right, Paul? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just wanted to clarify
Ansley
that.
Community Center. One other thing that we do have a change on is the Anselmo one won't be at the Winter's Library. It'll be at the Anselmo Fire Hall.
Okay.
The library don't have a kitchen, so we'll have to change it there.
How many individuals work together on the day of the fish fry to make all of this happen?
Well, there's usually three or four of us that start out early about 9 o'clock in the morning, get things prepared to go to the site, and then we get 10 to 15 people that shows up to help cook the fish and serve the fish and stuff. So it's usually if we go to Myrna, we get a lot of the Myrna people. We go to Ansley, we get a lot of the Ansley. Broken Bow, we can just kind of get the mix of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Broken Bow and Callaway are probably our two biggest ones. The rest of them kind of, you know, are mediocre kind of in there, but we get people from all around. I mean, you know, we've had people from Thedford and you know, we have people from Mason City that might drive here to Anselmo or to Sargent. They like fish. So, you know, but yeah, it we usually get anywhere between 125 to 250 people at a fish fry, just depending on where it's at.
I expect that you see a lot of repeat customers.
Oh, yeah.
From one week to the next, kind of with what you were talking about, right?
Yeah. We lost a few this year that were very, you know, were there all the time, wanted to know when they were and where the next one was, and so you kind of miss those, but we gain a few back, and you know, we have a pretty good dinner for what we charge. So we have the fish, and then we have shrimp and potato salad, coleslaw, macaroni and cheese for the kids. We even have a three bean salad and drinks. So it works out pretty good.
Let's talk about the price. Very affordable, my goodness, for what you get. I've got the prices here. You correct me if I'm wrong. Up to 4 years old, free.
Right.
Right. 5 to 11, $6.
Right.
And then 12 to adult, $12.
Right.
Dollars.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, you can come back and eat all the fish you want, I guess you could say, or whatever. So we don't have a problem with that. So and it works out good, because I think that's why a lot of people come, because they want to get their money's worth, and they do. I feel that they do. Yeah, like I say, you know, we have a pretty good menu, hopefully, that everybody kind of enjoys.
Mm-hmm. What about carry? Do you do carry out meals? Do you
have to eat
it there, or how do you handle that, Paul?
We have carry out containers, and we usually, on the average, there's probably 20, 25 of them to go out each fish fry. We have a lot of people that are homebound that we have people pick up fish for and take it back to their place, and we have no problem with that. That, you know, if I was not busy, I'd be more than glad to do that too. And you know, we usually have two or three people in each community that they grab them and take them to them. But yeah, we do have carry out trays.
Yeah, I assume the fish supply is strong.
The fish supply is strong. You know, we go to grocery cart, and that's where we get all our fish and shrimp from. And they've been really good about getting what we need. Uh-huh. And sometimes we have to go back and beg for more. And he goes, "Well, okay, fine, I'll give you whatever you need, another two boxes or whatever." And that helps us out too. So, and I got to hand it to grocery cart. You know, they do help us out quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Well, that's fantastic, and it all gets started this weekend.
This weekend, right? 5 o'clock or 5:30 at Myrna. So it goes pretty good, and we use the proceeds for various deals. We participate in the Santa Cop program, which is a deal to help raise money for kids for Christmas and also for meals. So. That's one thing that we assist in, and then we also have a scholarship for members of the church that we can give out, and we're starting something new this year. It's called a baby bottle. We give each person or each family a baby bottle on Mother's Day, and we ask them to fill it up with their change, and then we pick it back up on Father's Day, and it goes to the birthing centers for around the state. I think there's 21 of them, and that's one of the programs that we help do, and we're still trying to do the hoop shoot. Kids are so busy anymore, it's hard to keep up with them. So.
Well, I'm glad you brought that, because I was going to ask you about the hoop shoot. When I was growing up as a kid, I never missed one. And one year I actually did pretty good, got to like the second or third round of the competition. But I know that's been something you guys have done for a long time. And I think when we think of Knights of Columbus, we think of Tootsie Rolls.
Right.
Too.
And we do the Tootsie Roll Drive every year. And they don't go out and so much to the community anymore like they used to, but we try to scatter them out through town. The cell barn usually gets a few. We tried to do tumbleweed, a few other businesses, and it works out pretty good. So and we turn that money back into the state, and the state reimburses it back for what a little bit of the money that we turn in. So and we use that for the Special Olympics and stuff like that. We try to help them out with that. So, and I think a lot of that's in Kearney, but you know, we try to participate with it. So,
yeah.
So, but
well, anything else, Paul, that you want to touch on regarding the fish fries or anything that the Knights of Columbus is involved in that maybe we haven't talked about yet?
Well, there is some things coming up. I think Gaffney's are doing something. I'm not really going to get into it because they know more about what they want to do than I do. But they have a deal at the cell barn that's going to go on. And like I say, Gaffney's are kind of handling that one. And, you know, it's we've taken and... Here a couple of years ago when they had fires down by Arapahoe in Cambridge, we assisted in getting fencing supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Gaffney was really big in that, myself, John Smith, and we had a couple other people that were involved in it really good. And we took fence posts and stuff that people donated. We had a couple drop-off places, and we hauled them down there, and they really appreciated what we did. And I think if we needed it, they would turn around and you know, come back and do it again. So, But I would say that that's probably a lot of you know, we like to get into the community thing. So if we can help out somewhere, we like to do that. So
yeah. So well, I know we certainly appreciate what the Knights of Columbus does, and I know that everybody enjoys the fish fry. And it all gets started this weekend, this Friday in Myrna Community Center, March 7th. Start serving at 5:30, right?
5:30, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you very much for coming in to visit with us. We appreciate your time. And folks, we encourage you to support the Knights of Columbus and enjoy the fish fries this Lenten season.